In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Food deliveries by drones. We'll deliver more details in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. How would you like to order food takeout and have it delivered by a drone? Google parent Alphabet this month is planning to test deliveries of burritos using drones to a small number of staff and students at Virginia Tech. Let's get the latest on this from Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus. Jack, this is only a test from Alphabet's Research Lab X. How extensive is the test? It's fairly limited, isn't it?
It is quite limited, although it is maybe the dream of some college students. Only a handful are going to be able to experience it at Virginia Tech. Essentially, the test is going to last probably just several days. They are aiming to do about a few hundred deliveries, and it's going to involve some staff and students from a Virginia Tech office building nearby a federally sanctioned test site for drones at Virginia Tech. And essentially, the drones are going to fly from a Chipotle food truck on one side of a field, and they'll fly about several hundred feet to an official from the test waiting at the other end of the field, which will receive the drone and obviously the food delivery, the burritos, who will then distribute those burritos to the waiting customers who did have to pay for their lunch.
I bet there are a lot of Virginia Tech students in heaven at this point. Well, a handful anyway. And this is the first test by Alphabet not involving deliveries to employees, correct?
In the U.S., they did do a test in Australia in 2014 in which they, using a different drone design, delivered some dog treats and chocolate bars and some radios to some Australian farmers in the outback. And in some ways, this doesn't mark that much of an advance beyond that, but potentially one of the issues of the holdup is they had to basically scrap the design that they used in Australia because of various issues, and they now are using a different drone design here in Virginia.
Well, is that the reason for the lag time? I mean, that was back in 2014. They had some work to do as far as redesigning.
I think that is part of it. But another, you know, very big hurdle for Alphabet and Amazon and others who are trying to do drone deliveries are regulations. And the reality is, in the U.S., the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, just passed rules for drones last month. And those rules essentially would prohibit large-scale drone deliveries because of several restrictions, including a prohibition on drone flights beyond sight of the operator. You know, these tech companies are envisioning delivery drones that essentially fly autonomously and fly great distances and are essentially overseen by, you know, maybe just one person for multiple drones, and that's something that the FAA rules don't allow. So right now they are stuck doing these in some ways limited tests, although, you know, our reporting suggests that they are seeking opportunities overseas as well, and potentially some countries with some more accommodating regulations.
Well, is there any chance of these rules being loosened anytime soon? What has to happen?
Well, the aviation rulemaking process in the United States typically takes several years, and we did see that with these drone rules. So they may have to wait some time before the rules are loosened. However, there is some opportunity to get waivers from the current rules, or at least some statutes from the current rules. But it remains to be seen how loose the FAA is willing to be with some of these drone deliveries.
And it's pretty important for companies who want to deliver food or anything else. I mean, deliveries are a way of life.
Right. It also remains to be seen how much time can be saved using a drone versus the traditional methods, because there are other issues with delivery drones, such as how the drones can figure out that they're at the correct house, how the drone actually makes the drop-off, et cetera. And so while these things certainly hold promise, they aren't a sure bet to be the most efficient way to get maybe your pizza or your burrito.
I'm sort of wondering whether or not in the end it's a money saver for companies who try to use it.
Another good question, but again, I think we're way too early to know, and a lot of that's going to depend on scale. If someone like, you know, Alphabet or Amazon can get some serious scale with this, it maybe can be a cost-effective option. But you're probably not going to see a company just like Domino's or Chipotle develop their own drones in-house and try to you know, use those on a limited basis, because that, I'm sure, would be cost prohibitive.
And I imagine this is more suited for wide open spaces and not densely populated cities.
Exactly. I think, you know, these tech firms have been made clear at the outset that they are more focused on relatively suburban areas where deliveries have to go a certain distance, but not also not too far, because these drones are limited by batteries. You know, their flight times usually aren't more than 20 minutes or so, and they have to get there and back. But at the same time, as you said, you know, in quite urban areas, they also don't make that much sense when a guy on a bike probably can get there just as fast.
Absolutely. Jack Nickas, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.